The thing that's cool about Lightning is that it does two things really well. For one thing, it allows you to edit your program log in the form of a graphic user interface as opposed to editing via text or by regenerating the program log. With Lightning, it's a simple matter of dropping in the program log. It comes up, displays the entire list of the day's programming, including all of the audio files and all of the automation control commands. And the things that you can adjust in Lightning are all of the audio files. So then using the Lightning interface, you can actually find any files that you need to add to your program log, then drag and drop those items into your program log wherever you'd like them, and you can copy them and paste them so you can duplicate an item multiple times throughout a log. It's a really great way to quickly add a bunch of promos or public service announcements or commercials. Say your advertiser has a last-minute special or decides that they want to announce something that's going to be going on, a last-minute promotion, whatever it is, you'll be able to pop in there and very rapidly add all that, save it, then just tell ToonTracker to reload the program log and Zappo. It's all there and ready to go. The other thing that Lightning's really good for is doing request shows. Because of the fact that it has a very sensitive and sophisticated method of finding items on your hard drive, you can literally find a song anywhere on your hard drive by just putting in any criteria that you'd like to find it by, such as the artist or the title of the song, or if you want to look for certain kinds of songs or songs within a certain range of length. There are all kinds of options and features. If you look at the screen grab, you'll see some examples of what I'm talking about.